Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, with Matt Riggs still at large in Metropolis, the lives of Jimmy Olsen, Perry White, and Chuck Riggs are, as Superman fears, gravely imperiled.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, you know what I'd like to see? Well, sometime I'd like to see how many thousands of feet it would reach if you heaped up all the tender flakes of Kellogg's Pep that are eaten for breakfast these days. Boy, what a skyscraper that would be. And wouldn't it be a big pile of good eating? Because Pep is crunchy and crisp and golden toasted. Pep is full up with sparkling sunshine flavor. Why, Kellogg's Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal, as cheerful and sunny a dish as you'd ever want to taste. Mom knows Pep is good for you, too. Sure, gives you solid whole wheat nourishment plus. That's one reason it's a smart idea to eat up every toasty flake in your bowl. And here's another reason. Nowadays, it's especially important not to waste cereal, because the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls overseas. Keep that in mind when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocers. Don't waste it. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and finish up every bit you pour out. And say, kind of keep watch on your younger brothers and sisters, too. That's easy, isn't it? And it's important. Remember, gang, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Now, the adventures of Superman. When Superman rescued editor Perry White and Jimmy Olsen from a group of hate-mongers and terrorists, Matt Riggs, their fanatical leader, managed to escape. Fearing the testimony of White and Jimmy, Riggs decided to do away with them and with his young nephew, Chuck, who had revealed his uncle's identity to Superman. While the police searched for him, Riggs used a secret tunnel to enter his home, where he lived with his sister-in-law and her son, Chuck. As we continue now, he has noiselessly climbed the stairs to Chuck's room. The first streaks of dawn faintly light the shadowy hall as the hate-crazed Riggs, his slate-colored eyes blazing with venom, softly opens his nephew's door and approaches the bed. Listen.
Now, you double-crossing little rat, I'm going to... What? He's not here.
Who's there? Who's there, I said?
Not so loud, sir. It's me, Matt.
Mercy me. Matt Riggs, how'd you get in?
Never mind, Matt. Where's Chuck?
The police are looking for you. They're outside the house. I'm going to...
Oh, you don't.
Let go my wrist. You're hurting me.
You were going to call the cops, weren't you? Going to give away your own brother-in-law.
Let me go.
Where's Chuck?
He's at... I don't know where he is.
You're lying.
No, I don't...
You started to say where he is. Now go on, say it.
I didn't say anything.
Did.
I tell you, I don't
You're
know
You're lying. Now tell me where he is or I'll...
Stop, please. You're hurting me.
You tell me where that sneaking little whelp is.
Why do you want him?
He revealed my identity to Clark Kent.
Well, he did right. Your gang's wicked, like them Nazis. I'd have told on you, too, if I'd have known. Ow!
You're going to tell me where he is?
No. I don't care what you do to me. I won't.
Wait. I'll bet he's at Jim Olsen's house, isn't he?
No, he's not there.
Oh, you gave it away, Sarah.
No, I tell you, he's not there. He's not.
Quiet. No, I can get both those young rats at the same time. Then there'll only be White left. Oh, no, you don't.
Let me go, you
fool.
Oh,
no.
Let me go.
I got a big job to do. Nobody's going to stop me. I'll tie you up with this sheet, and then I'll lock you in the closet. And I'll take care of your whelp son and Olsen. Number 1601. Let's see now. Must be that house in the corner. All right, slow down, Lou.
Okay.
No, stop. Don't stop. Keep going.
But you said...
Keep going, I said.
I don't get it.
Didn't you see that car that just turned into the driveway of Olsen's house?
No.
No, well, look now. We're passing it, but don't slow up.
Graves, a police car.
Darn good thing I saw it in time.
What do you suppose the cops want here?
I don't know. Sarah couldn't have called him because I tied her up, then locked her in the closet. All right,
turn the corner and stop under that big tree, Lou, right there by that vacant lot.
Maybe we ought to keep going.
Do as I say, will you?
Okay, okay, you're the boss.
All right, kill the motor.
Right.
Now, let's see. Blast it, those cops are patrolling right in front of Wilson's house.
Oh, we better scram, Matt, before they spot us.
No, 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 they won't spot us up here. This tree hides us.
We're taking a big risk,
what
Matt.
A dirty break. Olson and Chuck both right in that house, and I can't get at them. Yeah, and chances are the cops are guarding Perry White's house, too.
Sure, there must be. So there's nothing we can do, so we might as well go, huh?
You turn that motor off.
But, Matt...
Turn it off, I said.
Okay. But I don't see the percentage in sitting here right under the noses of them cops.
No, you don't.
Even if Olson and Chuck walked out of the house right now, you wouldn't take a chance of shooting at them.
I wouldn't I? Well, just let me see them walk out of that house. And I'll drop them in their tracks with this rifle.
With all them cops around? You're crazy, Matt. But I'm not. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you're not.
I sure am. I ain't sticking here with no trigger happy madman.
A fine brother you are. Why, you're as yellow as all the other rats who ran out on me. But you're not going to run out until this job is over. Not until Chuck and White and Olson are dead. And I and our group are safe again. Now, you sit here and be quiet.
Now, look, Matt.
Shut up! Did you get that newspaper for me like I had told you to?
Yeah. Here it is.
Let me see it. I want to see what they say about us. You keep your eyes peeled on Olson's house. If that kid comes out, you yell quick, see?
Okay.
Now, then. Oh, look at that.
What?
A picture of my action committee right here in the first page.
Holy smokes.
Listen to this. Matt Riggs' action committee pleads for mercy. Blames Riggs for attacks on Lee family and Perry White and James Olson. Say they were duped by false promises into wrongdoing.
Why, the dirty yellow rats.
You can't blame him for being scared, Matt, with Superman after him and the cops. Well, that's bad odds.
Will you shut up? Listen to this. Will Jennings admits joining attack on Dr. Lee and his young son, Tommy, because Matt Riggs had promised to secure a $5,000 a year position for him in the health department, a position now being held by Dr. Lee, the well-known Chinese bacteriologist. When questioned by Superman, Jennings admitted that he lacked proper qualifications for the position, but hoped nevertheless...
Oh, boy, would I get my hands on that Jennings.
He's a dirty squealer. I didn't think he'd rat on you.
Yeah, but don't you worry. He'll come crawling back when I'm on top again, and I will be. All I have to do now is to get rid of White and Olson and Chuck so they can't testify against me. Then...
Well, how are you going to do that if the cops is going to be watching them all the time?
Oh, shut up. I'll find a way. Hey, wait, what's this?
What?
Look, it says the boys' baseball championship of Metropolis will be decided this afternoon at the stadium. When Unity House plays against Metropolis High School.
So what's that to get excited
about?
Will
you let me finish and shut up? It says Jim Olson, manager of the Unity House team, announced that Chuck Riggs will pitch. And Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet, sponsors of the championship tournament, will be on hand to present the winning team with solid gold baseballs. Uh-oh. Now do you get it, Lou?
Well, maybe. You mean...
I mean the three persons I've got to get rid of. Perry White, Jim Olson, and my nephew Chuck will all be at the stadium baseball field this afternoon, and we're going to be there, too. Come on, Lou. Get this car rolling. We've got things to do.
We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, if you want to add some extra zip to your breakfasts this weekend, try a blueberry Whirligig. That's this week's Pet Dish of the Week. Kellogg's Pep teamed up with fresh, ripe blueberries. And is it terrific? Listen, you start off with your serving of Pep, the sunshine cereal, topped with a sprinkling of juicy blueberries. Then, now carefully, take your spoon and give it a whirl, mixing the berries all through those crisp flakes of Pep. Finish off with milk and sugar, and see how this neat dish gives your appetite a whirl, too. Mm-mm, what those tender whole wheat flakes can do for berries. Fact is, no matter how you serve it, Kellogg's Pep helps your morning appetite wake up smiling every time. Pep is crunchy, and it's delicate and loaded with sparkling sunshine flavor. Such a slick treat that you'll want to polish off every bit in your bowl. And that's the right thing to do, you know, especially nowadays when we're sending the cereal grains to fellows and girls overseas. So, gang, when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make sure it's not wasted. Eat up every bit that's poured in your bowl. Pass the word along to the rest of your family, too. Remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
crowds are pouring into the Metropolis Stadium for the game between Jim Olsen's Unity House team and Metropolis High School, finalists in the baseball tournament for the Boys' Championship of Metropolis. On the field, both teams are engaged in practice. At one end of the field, Clark Kent stands in anxious conversation with Police Inspector Henderson.
I don't care what you say. I'm worried, Inspector. I still think this game should have been called off until Matt Riggs is caught.
Oh, relax, Kent. There isn't nearly as much danger as you think.
Relax? Mm. Are you kidding? You know Matt Riggs swore he'd kill Mr. White, Jim Olsen, and Chuck.
Ah, threats are a dime a dozen, you know that.
Well, that may be, but this man is a fanatic, Inspector. Hate and disappointment have made him a maniac. He won't stop short of murder, but if he can get away with it.
Well, he can get away with it. Anyhow, not here in the stadium.
Why?
First, because he can't get in. And second, because I've got top-notch men posted all over the field and in the stands.
Well,
if Riggs somehow manages to show up, he'll be a dead pigeon before he can move a muscle.
I don't know. I wish I could feel as confident as you do. But Riggs is shrewd and shifty.
Take my word for it, Kent. He'll have to be 100 times smarter than he is to get into the stadium. So relax and enjoy the game. You leave Matt Riggs to me.
Sorry, I won't relax, Inspector. I can't. Not for a moment. Because I... Well, because I smell danger.
Once more, Clark Kent's super senses warn him of danger. But can even he cope with the triple death trap even now being set by Matt Riggs? For at this moment, on a high roof overlooking the stadium, Matt Riggs and his henchman Lou lie flat on their stomachs, shielded from all view by an overhanging skylight which fans out above them. Held firmly in Riggs' hands and pointed at the field below is a powerful long-range rifle equipped with telescopic sights. Now he watches through field glasses.
They're getting ready to start the game, Lou. In a moment, Chuck will walk out there in the pitcher's mound. I'll have a good, clear shot at him.
But how about Olsen and White? You got to get them all pretty close together.
Yeah, look. White's walking into the box now. Olsen's sitting down there at the end of the bench. I can get an easy, clear beat on all three of them.
You sure you can hit him from way up here?
Hit him from up here? Why, I can knock over a running deer at 1,000 yards. And this will be like shooting sitting ducks. Watch.
Lifting his long rifle to his shoulder, Matt Riggs squints through the powerful telescopic sights, bringing Jimmy Olsen squarely into view as the young reporter sits tensely at the end of the Unity House bench. What will happen? How can Superman avert this final threat to his friends in the scant seconds remaining? There's plenty of excitement ahead in the smashing climax of this story. So don't fail to be with us Monday when amazing things take place. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, if you've ever had a race with your dog, you know how much he enjoys running and jumping. Now, dogs are like people. To keep their muscles strong, they have to eat right. So if you want to help your dog to stay in the groove, to have strong bones and teeth and muscles, just mix Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food in with the scraps of meat and fat you give him. There are three kinds of Grow Pup, all with a grand meaty flavor. There's Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. Ask your mother to feed your dog Kellogg's Grow Pup regularly. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.